Hello, my name's Isla MacFarlane and I'm the online editor for showhouse.co.uk. Over the next few weeks, we're talking to property professionals about how the industry is coping in these unprecedented times. Today, we're talking to Cormac Henderson from National Property Trade about the importance of looking after your employees' mental health. So Cormac, if I could start by asking you to talk a little about the impact the coronavirus could have on the mental health of workers.
Sure, well, it's a worrying time with a lot of uncertainty. And uncertainty we know from experience and scientific studies, in fact, is the most difficult human condition. It contributes significantly to stress levels and paralyses decision-making. Some of our team members have had family members and loved ones contract the virus, certainly the greatest challenge the country has faced in my generation and since the war. I think the biggest psychological challenge is not knowing when you may see your family again, when you can spend time together and when everyone can safely leave their homes and return to some sort of normal life. Also, for many of our employees, the routine of work is important in maintaining their mental and physical health. It keeps them centred and disciplined. This situation requires them to change everything about their day, which is difficult in the short term. We know a lot of our employees are suffering from anxiety and stress around all of these challenges at this time.
So what can employers do to support their workers through this?
There are three pillars for our executive team to manage our people at this time. So the first one is preparedness. We completed a lot of work from home arrangements 3 weeks before the lockdown, including business continuity tests, which helped our employees feel ready to work from home. We continue to think ahead about what will be needed in month one, month three, and month six. And this is reassuring for our staff. The second pillar is around communication. So this is really, really important. As the situation is rapidly changing, we send regular emails to our team and also set up a WhatsApp group for the company. We never want our employees to think, what does this mean for my work? We want to react quickly to reduce their uncertainty. And third, and importantly, it's a key value for the business as well. It's centered around empathy. So we recognise how destabilising this time is and stay in touch with our employees about their personal situation, making sure their work does not become an additional source of concern. There is no judgment in our company at NPT for those that are finding this time tougher than others. We know that the sensitivity that makes them caring towards our customers are the same characteristics that can affect them more during this time.
And what advice do you have for employees about looking after their mental health while in isolation?
So generally where possible, we encourage the team to try and get outside for an hour to exercise, follow government guidelines. We also encourage practicing gratitude, so noting three things every day that we're thankful for in our lives. Most importantly, we advise our employees to communicate, tell us what they need so we can best help and support them. One of our core values, again, in the company is transparency, not only with our customers, but openness between managers and employees. And we've seen these positively demonstrated in this time when communication has been so important.
So what steps has National Property Trade taken to protect its workers' mental health?
We established an important structure based around increased communication. As I said, we feel communication is a very important key pillar in managing our employees' mental health, and it plays a key role in keeping people connected. So we've set up a number of things quite recently, actually. There's nine things that we've set up. So firstly, we do what we call morning huddles by team over a video conferencing call. We set up the WhatsApp group for all staff. We have a well-being WhatsApp group for those that need extra support and a non-judgmental safe space to discuss their feelings about what is happening, focusing on the social side of things rather than the business side and actually increasing the emphasis on the social side and allowing people to talk and interact as they would have done at the office and almost taking into account that the structure needs to allow for that. We have a weekly happy hour call, 5 o'clock on a Thursday. Again, bring a drink, have a chat, have a bit of a laugh, and again, get everyone together once a week. We had an old company fund survey. We actually introduced a couple of new starters, and we asked some great questions, which really elicited some great responses. So one of the questions was, who is your hero? Or what would your dream job be? And we really actually learned stuff about each other that we never knew. And I think being open in that way showed that we're comfortable with people expressing their feelings. The sixth one was we set up a Olympia Foundation, which is an interest-free loan, so a pool of funds available for staff should they need it during this time, and also free financial advice, again, should they need it during this time, really to help assist them with how to take advantage of some of the government's incentives. We have furloughed a number of our staff on 100% of salary, so we have topped up the government support up to the 100%. You know, challenging for any business at a time when there is limited minimal revenue coming in, but we really feel it's important to you know, keep the team financially stable at a time of great uncertainty. The eighth point was rotating the furlough. So again, nobody's out of the company for more than 3 weeks, because that's the minimum time that you are allowed to furlough somebody for. So rather than just giving, you know, everybody 12 weeks, we review it on a 3-week basis, and we do try to rotate people in and out where possible. So we don't have some people feeling that, you know, they're doing the bulk of the work while other people are at home. And also, conversely, we don't have people who are at home becoming entirely disconnected from their work. And finally, weekly one-to-one chats with the manager for all employees, including those that are furloughed. You know, again, about staying connected, about updating people on what's happening with the business. I think it is really a challenging personal time for many people. It's also quite a fascinating business time, and I think keeping people abreast of how we are adapting, how we're evolving and developing as a business during this time can provide some intellectual stimulation as well. And I know that the leadership team at National Property Trade are finding that it is, albeit really challenging for lots of reasons, the intellectual stimulation is evident, because it's really a once-in-a-lifetime experience, you know, and leading a business through this type of economic phase is really unprecedented. And we think that, particularly in a property business, you know, we have experience from the global credit crunch in 2008, but this is a very different experience, but it has some similarities, but it's something that can be relished, actually, and can provide you with a lot of experience, and it's important that you apply clear leadership during this time.
So what are the consequences, both personally and professionally, if companies overlook the mental health of their workers?
All health, mental and physical, is important at all times. We know that a happy workforce means happy customers, and we operate on that principle. This time may be extraordinary, but we put a premium on our employees' mental health at all times, because we believe it is right, and because it is smart management, quite frankly. People are at the heart of our company. They spend most of their waking hours with us every week. If they feel supported, they will feel their best and always do their best. In our view, not taking care of employees results in low productivity, high turnover of staff, and then the knock-on effect that will have on remaining people within the business. So it's really at the core of everything, you know, not just now, but always. And understanding what makes people tick and giving them the opportunity to express how they feel, and understanding how they need to work in order to be happy, is really, really important. So actually, we believe that this is an opportunity for us to show the importance of team spirit, show the importance of support, and really reinforce our values as a business. Yeah, so we believe when the team return, having been furloughed, and they return to work after coronavirus has settled down, our hope is that they will be replenished, rejuvenated, and have an even greater belief in the values that the business represents, and have an even greater passion in terms of working for National Property Trade. We've got big plans coming up this year. We have a large we've raised a large sum of capital from our capital partners to invest in a rebrand, which we are coming towards the end of the process now. We'll be launching that later this year. We have, again, big plans for advertising and marketing campaigns. And we've got some exciting projects which will really drive the company forward and change the business from a marketing and technology standpoint as well. So we really need our team to be on board. We really want them to buy in and grasp the changes and help drive our innovations forward. And so for us, we're taking a view that this is an opportunity to show support for our team, and in return, it should benefit the business in the long run.
Cormac, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today, and stay safe.